Nate Lull here for Canoe Regatta Coverage 2015, and we're now joined by Holly Reynolds, a pro women's racer from Rochester, New York. You can see her on the river today in Pro Boat P20. And Holly, you're back for your 12th finish, hopefully, today here at the Clinton. Do you have a favorite part that always brings you back here to the area for the 70-miler?
I started racing with my dad back when I was, I guess, 20 years old, and I always remember one specific memory, and I remember every year going across Goodyear Lake. I was pedaling across with my dad, and a team was drafting us, and my dad turned to the team and said, you know what's great? Racing this race with your daughter. And I think about that every year when I come across Goodyear, and that's why I trained for this.
You are from the Rochester, New York area, but you travel here quite a bit for races and also to train. And I guess I've always wondered what it is about this area and the Susquehanna specifically that draws, you know, so many paddlers from far away to come here so frequently. We see, you know, lots of people coming from Massachusetts and your neck of the woods and Cortland all the time. Just on an average weekend to come here and paddle.
The river itself is, there's nothing like it in the world. It has everything you can want from, you know, sort of dangerous water to, you know, the lakes. And the upper section is just so much fun. You know, most of the year, of course, it's unpaddleable because of the logs. But, I mean, that you can't find that anyplace else.
You're one of the top pro women's racers in the sport today. How do you think the sport can attract more women that want to race at the top level like you do?
I think that just having women in the sport is attracting more women. When I started, there were very few, just a handful of us. And through the years, you know, I've been racing pro for probably 8 or 9 years now. And just having women, for younger women to look up to, I think has been absolutely wonderful for the sport. The problem, of course, always is that canoes are expensive, and so it's hard to get, whether female or male, it's hard to get people into the sport because to buy a canoe, you need a few thousand dollars. So you need people that are willing to take people under their wing and teach them the ropes and let them borrow the equipment. And that will get more people into the sport, women and men alike.
Many out there, you know, might not know that you're not only an accomplished canoer, but also an accomplished distance runner. You've done the Boston Marathon, among lots of other races. You actually took some time off from canoe racing last year to kind of concentrate on your running, especially a really fast marathon time, which you did out in Cincinnati. Did that break from paddling affect you in any way? Did you want to come back even more hungry that you decided to take some time off?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I did. And that's why I'm back this year. Last year, I did PR in the marathon, and I was really, really proud of that. But I did get beat a few times in races I regretted. So I'm back training hard and trying to stay on the top.
You're paddling with Phil Millspaugh today, also of Rochester, in Pro Boat P20. As we said, it's Phil's first 70-miler in the pro class. He's done quite well in the 70 as an amateur. Can you think back to sitting on the lake in Cooperstown in your first pro 70-miler and what your feelings were back then?
Oh my gosh, I can, just that description makes my stomach turn. It's a whole other beast when you race pro. You know, the amateur race is generally a time trial. There's the fastest team and they win. The pro race is strategic, and it's a much different, smart race. And it's going to be a shock to Phil, but we're going to do what we can, and I hope we do well.
The crowds are always nice up in Cooperstown at the start, and I think it's kind of hard to tell from the sideline how choppy that water is out there, but can you take us through, you know, the first moments of that pro race and all the jostling that's going around as everybody tries to get out to the buoy turn and what those first moments are like?
I wish my boat had a seatbelt until I get to that boat. It's just trying to stay upright until you do that buoy turn around the boat. And then when you're heading back towards the river, things start to calm down. Well, of course, then you're fighting with the waves that are still coming from the boats coming the other direction. But it's a skill in its own. And I, to be perfectly honest, that's the weakest part of the 70 for me, that trip to the boat. After that, it's endurance and just steering. I can do that.
Our last question here with Holly Reynolds, who's racing pro today in Pro Boat P20. She's from Rochester, New York. Holly, do you have a year from your past 70 experiences that you just came off the water in Bainbridge and you were really thrilled with the effort, maybe a high finish, or just you were able to out-sprint someone, anything that, along like that?
I won't be able to tell you the year, but the year Gloria and I raced and placed 15th. I always, when I start a race, I always have in the back of my mind my goals, my dreams for that race. I don't never tell anyone because I don't want to, you know, make my partner think I want too much from them, but I thought we could be 15th place, and I thought we could beat all the mixed teams, and we did. It was a real low water year. It was a brutal year, but we came in 15th, and we did it. And I will never forget that 70.
Holly Reynolds from Rochester, New York, thanks for joining us here on WCDO, and good luck today.
Thank you.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be back with more Canoe Regatta coverage 2015 on WCDO.